So one of the things we know about depression from a clinical point of view is that we have a number of very effective treatments. There are a number of medications that work on various neurochemical systems in the brain. The primary targets are norepinephrine, serotonin, and dopamine. But we also can effectively alleviate depression by psychological treatments, interpersonal psychotherapy, and the one that's been tested the most is cognitive behavioral therapy. So by working top down in the brain, we can alleviate symptoms. By working bottom up in the brain, you know, deep centers, brainstem centers that chemicals work on first, we can affect the brain. But that it turns out that while we think that most patients that we treat will get well eventually, turns out that only about 40% of patients actually get all the way better. And it's very clear that if all your symptoms are not treated, that depression will recur. And we've also learned over the years that it really is an episodic disorder. You will have an episode of depression, it'll eventually go away, either with or without treatment, but it will come back. And the issue is that about 10% of patients, no matter what we use, no matter what medications we try, no matter what kind of therapy, not even electroconvulsive therapy or shock therapy, can get people out of episode. So our estimates are that a small proportion, but a very significant proportion of patients really aren't helped by the treatments that we have, despite the fact that we have many treatments.